3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200 plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Well, we'll be Dumas's ball to start this final quarter. As you know, they were threatening for a moment, but Mount Home went back up, and it's 46-25, Lady Bombers up.
Yeah, we did a really good job there at that last, limiting the shots. You know, Broughton's trying to get the ball down low. She's got her 11, but, you know, as long as we can limit that and then put the ball in the bucket here, she can go one-on-one down low.
Broughton does take the inbound pass, tries to go one-on-one. She can't get the reverse layup. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Dumas, and Mount Home will get it back.
Good job, Anna McCarn, right there. They went one-on-one. They put everybody on the other side of half court. They threw the ball in to Broughton one-on-one. And, you know, when you're 6'4 with the arm span that Anna's got, you can block that shot.
Here is Rittenberg with it. Gives it to Husky. They still got to get into the front court, and they're not going to. It's going to be a 10-second count. Seemed a little quick, though. I don't know if they were quite there yet. But
you know, we've had a – they've been resetting the shot clock, and as soon as the ball hits the rim, they reset it, and then it doesn't have the time.
Now an offensive foul called on Broughton.
Yep, they tried to do that same one-on-one play, and Anna went to go around her, and Broughton just grabbed a hold of Anna and hooked and hold and pulled her down.
That's her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the fourth quarter. Glory Slater's been expressing her displeasure with that call.
It's the right call.
Here is Husky with it. She's met by a double team, picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it into the front court. McCarn saves it in, but right into the hands of McKenzie, and now Mountain Home's going to be called for the foul. Ooh, not a good play for if you're the Lady Bombers. They're going to get Libby Faustus with her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against the Lady Bombers. So she'll check out the game as Ashley Nessus comes back in.
Mountain Home's got quite a few other subs in with Bailey and Ashlyn, and they had Libby in. They were, you know, seeing what they could do, and just goes to have to step up and handle the pressure and handle the ball.
Three-pointer no good, and Rittenberg gets the rebound. She tries to throw it to Essence. Ball's knocked away, but Rittenberg gets it back. She gets it into the front court. Now she'll be fouled.
Personal foul, Dumas number 24,
Chicago McCarroll with her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. 7-11 left to play in the game. Mount Home up by 21. Moore throws it into McCarn, gives it back to Moore. Throws it cross court to Estes on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Rittenberg.
Good hustle by Bailey.
Rittenberg loses the handle of the ball. Now scramble for it. And Moore is able to come up with it. And Mount Home's going to call timeout to avoid the turnover. We'll break with 6:56 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Dumas 46-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Mount Home taking the timeout to avoid the turnover with 6:56 left to play in the game. Right now, they have the ball leading 46-25. Again, the winner of this game will play Farmington for the title, while a loser will play Cabot for third place tomorrow. Right now, Mount Home looks like pretty well in good shape to have this win. Right now, Parker Husky takes the inbound pass. She'll dribble it up, go over to the left side, gives it to Rittenberg. Now McCarn has it. She thought she was about to throw it to someone on the right side, but there was no one there. So good job avoiding a travel call. Ball has Moore has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Here is Rounds with it. She's going to dribble to the elbow, throws it to McKenzie on the left side. She's going to try another three-pointer. Good.
She's been hot tonight.
Zion McKenzie with 12 on the night. Here is Moore with it.
You got to go, got to go.
They still got to get it to the front court. They finally do, just to avoid the 10-second count. Here is Husky with it, gives it to McCarn. Over to Rittenberg on the right side. Rittenberg will take the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is tipped to the hands of Kiara Jones. Here's Rounds with it into the front court. She gives it to McCarroll. She can't get the layup to go. Ball last touch by Mount Home. It will be Dumas' ball with 5:51 left in the game. Sarah Williams coming in for Mount Home, replacing Bailey Rittenberg for Dumas. It will be McCarroll and Jones taking a seat as Scott and Steen both come back in. Rounds with the ball on the baseline to inbounds it into Broughton. Her layup won't go. That was Steen, actually. She gets the put back up and in. Stefania Steen with four on the night, and back the other way. Mount Home's going to run out of room and get called for the out-of-bounds. Another turnover against the Lady Bombers. 46-30 right now. Mount Home up with 5:40 left to play in the game. Here is McKenzie. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one misses everything.
Heat
and
check.
Goes out of bounds.
Heat check.
Wynn Coleman and Jaylee Yonkers come back in for Mountain Home, replacing Ashlyn Estes and Sarah Williams.
Mountain Home going back with their starting five right here. They're tired of seeing us turning the ball over, not getting shots up.
5:31 left to play in the game. It is a 16-point Lady Bomber advantage. Inbound pass goes to Husky. Now to Yonkers. A full court press for the Lady Bobcats. Husky throws it into the front court to Coleman near the left corner. Out to Yonkers. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Coleman. She throws it to Moore. She fakes out her defender. Pulls up for the jumper just outside the paint. Good. 13 on the late night for Lake and Moore.
That's how you beat the press right there if you're Mountain Home. And, you know, if we're able to make it through this game this last 5 minutes, we're going to see press from Farmington. So we need to get some practice with it right now.
Rounds going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Moore. She's quickly back the other way with it. Going to dribble on the right side. Gives it there to Yonkers. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Steen. Ball goes to Rounds. She's quickly in the front court. Going in for the layup. No good. A rebound controlled by McCarn.
A lot of shots quick and early and often.
Boy, no kidding. Here's Husky with it. She'll be fouled as that foul is on America Scott. That's her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bobcats. And Parker Husky, is she okay there? I think she took quite a shot there.
Yeah, she kind of got rolled up on, and she's kind of grabbing her knees, but it looks like she's okay.
Broughton's checking out of the game as Akira Jones comes in. I think it's the first time she's come out of the game tonight. Husky inbounds it to Moore, who quickly puts up the jumper. Good.
Nice little inbounds play the Lady Bombers like to do with a little rotation around. If you're going to step up and guard Lakin, it's going to leave a wide-open three-point shooter.
Back to a 20-point lead for Mount Home, 50-30 our score, 4:23 left to play in the game. Here is McKenzie throwing it over to Scott on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Steen. She'll put up the turnaround jumper over McCarn. Good.
Nice little move right there. A little spin move.
She's got six on the night. 50-32, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes into the front court to Coleman. She's going to dribble into the lane. Now kick it out to Moore. Wise idea, I think, there to
run
a little clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ball goes to Husky. Now back to Moore. Moore almost has it knocked away.
You can dribble.
Yes, she can. Now, ball goes back to Husky. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. You got to be aware of that.
Yep.
Ball goes to Moore. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McCarn. Mount Home gets a fresh 35.
Another smart play right there.
Here's Husky.
I think Mount Home can get any shot, the shot they want anyways, at least for threes, anytime during this possession. So smart to run some clock.
Yonkers going into the lane for the layup. A little too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Scott. 3:10 left to play in the game. Mount Home up by 18. Rounds, she just dribbled off. Yep, that's a double dribble call, and so Mount Home will get it back. Broughton's going to check back in for the Lady Bobcats and see who she'll play. So looks like it's going to be Scott. 3:04 left to play in the game. Mount Home up 50-32. Yonkers will inbound on the far sideline, gets into Husky. Back to Yonkers, back to Husky. Into the front court to Coleman. Now she'll give it back to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles on the right side. Goes up top to Coleman. Over to Husky on the left side. Up top to McCarn. Over to Moore on the right. 15 left on the shot clock. Moore gives it back to Coleman. Over to Yonkers on the left. Yonkers going to get by her defender, going in, giving it to Coleman. She's trying to get the layup, can't get to go, and the rebound's controlled by Dumas. Here is McKenzie putting up the jumper off the glass and in. 14 on the night for McKenzie. Back the other way comes Mountain Home. Coleman with it on the left side. She gives it to Moore. 50-34 our score. 2:10 left to play in the game. Moore dribbles on the right side. She gets by her defender, goes in for the reverse layup. Good. Lakin Moore with 17 on the night. 50. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think Lakin can take her girl off the dribble just like that and score at will.
Yep. Here is Broughton with it. Gives it to McKenzie. Her three-pointer in the right corner won't go. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
That's the 35th rebound for the Lady Bombers tonight to Dumas' 16.
You bet. Moore across the timeline. A little over a minute and a half left to play in this game. 52-34, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes, Moore throws it to Husky in the right corner. Throws it out to Yonkers. 15 left on the shot clock. Up top it goes. She'll give it to Coleman. Coleman gets by her defenders, going in for the layup, won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Jones. McKenzie into the front court. A little over a minute left to play in this game. Ball goes over on the right side, two rounds. She's going to try for the long three-pointer, no good, and McCarn gets the rebound. And now the officials are going to stop the clock to let the subs come in. Mount Home's going to clear the floor except for one player and see who they're going to leave in. No, they're going to clear the floor now.
Yeah, they brought Sarah Williams in with this one.
So it's going to be Bailey Rittenberg, Ashlyn Estes, Sarah Williams, Libby Fossas, and Ava Fossas coming in for the first time tonight. Ava Fossas, a 6-foot senior. Rittenberg with it, gives it to Estes. Into the front court to Williams. Back to Estes. 49 seconds left to play in the game. Estes will drill to the right corner. Now goes into towards the elbow. Was about to pull up for the jumper, but she didn't think she had a shot, so she tried to throw it out, and McKenzie's there for the rebound and the easy layup.
Shot clock's going to be off here.
Yep. Rittenberg with it. 52-36, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes to Estes. Tried to throw it into the front court to Libby Fossas. Ball knocked away by Dumas. It goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Home getting it back with 22.4 seconds left to play.
That's going to be a good win, kind of an ugly win for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah.
They started off good. And, you know, games like this, when you get up big, it's kind of hard to continue to keep the pressure on. You know, it was good to see that when that starting five came back up, they expanded that lead back out to 20 pretty quickly.
Here's Rittenberg with it. Throws out to Ava Fossas. Now to Libby Fossas, over to Estes. She's going to pull up for the jumper at the free throw line. Good. Ashlyn Estes with 6 on the night. And just a few seconds left, and they're going to try to get one last shot off. It won't go, and Mount Home is going to get the 18-point victory.
Get a redemption at Farmington tomorrow.
So Mount Home will defeat to Dumas here in the semifinals of the Ultimate Auto Group basketball tournament by a count of 54-36. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs,